Hi, and welcome to the Media Obscura podcast. We're a show dedicated to watching and discussing obscure movies and television that you may have never heard of or just may have forgotten about, any sort of thing, really. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm joined today by my faithful co-host, Mike.
That's me.
That was really good. That was a good intro. All right.
You think so?
Yep, we did it. We're done.
You're saying that I have to be sick to get a good intro?
Yeah, because you physically don't have the energy to, like, do you.
Yeah, you're right. It's mellowed me out too much.
My God. Have you actually just found yourself being, like, generally, like, lethargic today because you're sick?
Oh, yeah, for this entire week.
I'm really glad that I forced you to record the podcast tonight, then.
Well, it's not good because my job depends on me being, you know, energetic with kids. And when you're like, I'm an old man, where's my anal tube? I don't know.
Wait, are you sick or are you like a senior citizen?
I mean, at this point, I might as well be a senior citizen.
Okay, because you're just like a crotchety old. Yeah.
Yeah, crotchety and old.
Okay. Okay, duly noted. Funny thing is, I've actually had like a ridiculous amount of energy lately, so I think I honestly just stole your youth.
You sucked it out of me.
It's like a monkey bones situation. You're Brennan Fraser and I'm a cartoon monkey, damn it.
At least I'm a national treasure.
Yeah, Brennan Fraser is underappreciated.
I'm glad he's back in the movie business.
Is he? I haven't seen anything with him in it.
He was in the weird superhero movie where he played a robot.
That's very specific. What was he? And Ultron in the Avengers?
One of the people melt, and it's a, I don't know. But that's like the last, he recently was in one. And that's, it's like a huge break between. But
yeah,
it's so sad the way he looks. And then people like give him hard times about it. Like one, you know that meme of him crying, right?
Yeah.
Like the interviewer like made him cry. He made him, like, he dug into him hard. I feel bad for Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, it's weird. I actually do. Like I was being serious when I said he's an underappreciated actor. I don't know if I said that or if I just thought it to myself in the corner quietly and holding boxes of Kleenexes.
He was in the movie Doom Patrol.
Okay, I remember that movie ever so vaguely. Yeah, Brendan Fraser is just underappreciated. Like, I mean, the Mummy movies were good.
Yeah.
Monkey Bone? Him and Scrub. Yeah, Monkey Bone's awesome. We should do Monkey Bone on the podcast because nobody talks about that movie anymore.
George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle is pretty fun. Looney Tunes Back in Action is a steaming pile of garbage, but I like it. So, like, I think it's a fun movie in its own right. I have a lot of memories of that one. Scrubs. His episodes on Scrubs are arguably the best.
Oh, Journey to the Center of the Earth. That's right. He's in Scrubs. I love it. Oh, that's a sad one, though.
Yeah, yeah, he is. It is kind of sad in Scrubs what happens with him. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Brendan Fraser. Aww. We really should. Like, yeah. Maybe we could. Do you want to just not do the episode we had planned?
No, because this what we watched also is it's also good too.
Well, but like Brendan Fraser, we could just Mike. Like, is the sound on your phone right now?
You want me to turn the sound on my phone? Now it is.
Okay. I don't know, Mike. I mean, like, yeah, we have a pretty cool episode planned or whatever, but like. We could just do we could do something else.
Well, you know, I got a message. And Nick, you want to watch Back in Action? That what you want to tell me?
Yes.
Right now, you want to watch it?
Yeah, let's just watch it live on the show. don't even give the audience the benefit of like listening to the movie while we discuss it.
No,
just literally. Minutes upon minutes of silence followed by the occasional laugh from one
of us.
There
you go. Yeah, just really quiet. Watch
Looney Tunes Back in Action, the cinematic equivalent of dying on an operating table. So
I feel like Brendan Fraser was good in it.
I like that movie. I said I did.
And what other
there was the saloon scene in that movie that was kind of funny.
Who's the legendary comedian that's in this that plays the villain? Steve Martin.
Yeah, it's Steve Martin, isn't it?
Yes.
And then there's that one nerdy guy with the glasses who looks like Rick Moranis, but like isn't.
That's the nerdy guy in the glasses. That's the supervillain. That's the villain. That's Steve Martin.
What did I say?
Rick Moranis. Spaceballs.
So anyway, on the podcast today, we're... This is already so this is very derailed.
What? Wow.
I don't know.
I was far away from the mic and that still spiked it.
Anyway, today on the podcast, we're actually going to be covering Fraggle Rock. Not to be... Oh, sorry. Do you want me to do that again for you?
Yes, of course. Got it.
We're doing Fraggle Rock. I'll sync that in post, maybe.
Nice.
And we're actually not doing the classic HBO series Fraggle Rock, but rather the NBC cartoon adaptation, also called Fraggle Rock. Actually, it's called Fraggle Rock, the animated series. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't really make a difference.
Anything that had a show before it that's not animated and it becomes an animated series, it's called the animated series. Bill and Ted animated series, Back to the Future animated series, Fraggle Rock animated series.
Bill and Ted was called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, plural.
Animated series.
It was hidden in the S. Yes, like if you zoomed in enough, there was a pixel that read animated series.
There you go. It's like TM. It's like trademark. It's just right there.
Yeah. Anyway, for those who don't know, Fraggle Rock is a Jim Henson property. It was the show that he's most synonymous for besides the Muppets and Sesame Street. And what were you gonna ask?
Would you say this is before Sesame Street?
No, it's after. Okay, Sesame Street had been around for maybe like close to 10 years by now.
All right. So then like his Muppets were pretty famous by now. So.
Oh, yeah. This is like after the Muppets movies and stuff. Oh. Like, I think the Fraggles are actually in A Muppet Christmas Carol. You know, like blink or you'll miss it kind of thing. But like, yeah, I mean, it's Fraggle Rock. It's one of the iconic things. It was one of the early shows on HBO when that was just starting out. It was like their children's programming, and the original show is a slice of 80s goodness.
Right.
You know, it was a show that was like Jim Henson actually went out of his way when he was working on it. A lot of it was deferred to like the people he worked with. But the idea of Fraggle Rock was to do a show that taught kids like important life lessons, but not in the way that Sesame Street did. Because like Sesame Street is a show where like, I don't know, Elmo and Big Bird will sit a kid down and go, all right, Billy, today we're going to talk about testicular torsion. Or like, you know what I mean? Like they talk to kids in Sesame Street.
This is just like any other animated kid series. There's a message for kids that that and they solve the problem.
This is a little different. I'm talking expressly about Fraggle Rock, the actual series.
Oh, okay.
So that was the way Sesame Street would do things. Like they would directly talk to kids, but Fraggle Rock was just like about these characters called Fraggles, and they live in this guy's like they live like under the earth slash in this guy's house, and they're learning how to like relate to the world, and they're learning about empathy and being nice to each other and understanding and all these positive messages, but it's not like being lectured to them. Like they're actively learning it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the idea of Fraggle Rock. And through it, there are all these like other colorful characters. There are these guys called the Dozers, I think.
Yeah, they're really small.
Yeah, the like really tiny miners. And then there are these giant guys. I forgot what they were called. I think they were like Gozers or something.
What, the smaller guys?
There are larger guys. Doozers.
Doozers, okay.
I think they were called Doozers. But there are all these just like colorful characters. They're all puppets and guys in suits. And the show is just really fun, lighthearted, you know, kind of similar to the appeal of Rugrats, mm-hmm. I guess. Because like the appeal of a show like Rugrats is that these babies are learning about the world and they don't understand how normal things work. And in the same way, Fraggle Rock is kind of about that. So at some point, NBC wanted Saturday morning programming and they got a version of Fraggle Rock on the air for a single season, which was an adaptation of that original puppet show. This one's, I don't know, like it's different in the sense that because it's animated, there aren't all of the restrictions that puppets have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of it, it actually loses a lot of the appeal of the original show. That could just be me though.
Now, do you think the animated series should become obscure? Or you think it should not become obscure and join its fame with the original show?
I think that it shouldn't get a like standalone release. you know, I think like in some ways it should be kind of buried a little bit just because it's not Fraggle Rock. Like it has the characters. It's pretty good. It's fine. We actually watched different episodes.
Yes.
As we found out, like, oops. After the fact. Yes. Oops. Indeed. And, like, I don't know. I do like the show. It's just, I probably would put it away. Like maybe as a bonus feature, in the same way that the Back to the Future cartoon is a bonus feature on the box sets for the much better movies. I feel like you could put the Fraggle Rock cartoon as a bonus feature on like a Fraggle Rock box set.
Yeah, I would think that too.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting that it exists, and I don't think it's bad by any stretch of the word. It's just like kind of generic in my opinion.
When was this made? 90s?
This is like 1987.
Yeah.
This is like right after the actual Fraggle Rock show went off the air, I think.
So the way this, you could tell the style of it is the usual cliche for an animated series. The music was similar. Everything about it reminded me of like the kind of stuff like from WB Kids and Saturday Morning.
Yeah. And I mean, that's exactly what it was. Like Saturday Morning cartoons were very templated, you know, like you could literally swap out the Fraggle Rock characters in this with any other cartoon from the era. Like you could swap out this and DuckTales pretty easily, I think.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was gonna say Sonic.
Or that, or like the Sonic Saturday Morning cartoon with Jaleel White as the voice of Sonic. Like you can easily kind of just pick one character and put him in, you know, mm-hmm. and it works still. That said, do you have like any kind of like longstanding history with Fraggle Rock or like with the Muppets even?
Fraggle Rock, no. I haven't really seen Fraggle Rock. I've seen clips. I know the theme song and then the clap. But really, I haven't
seen
it.
That's just because I've run that into your fucking ears over the years.
Yes, of course. So every time I hear the theme song, I got to clap. And it's so now this is like the first time I've seen an actual episode of Fraggle Rock. But sadly, the first episode is animated, so
it's not even like actually Fraggle Rock.
Now the Muppets, Sesame Street. Whew. I think I was more into the Muppets than Sesame Street because since I've been going to Disney since I was a kid, I go to the Muppet Vision 3D, and that'd be really fun.
That's so weird to me that Disney owns the Muppets. Like it's just hard for me to like wrap my head around. I guess like
that's so. Did he sell it when he was alive or when he died? It got sold.
I don't know. Maybe it was when he died. I honestly don't. I'm not sure.
Because now, like, PBS is not even free anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's stupid. Right. I mean, Sesame Street isn't even going to be exclusively on PBS now. Can you believe that?
That's so stupid. Jim Henson's rolling in his grave now.
I know. Well, the irony is that, like, the new episodes of Sesame Street are going on to HBO. And, like, the irony is, of course, like, Fraggle Rock was an HBO show. So I guess, like, in some weird way, he almost started that.
Oops.
I don't know. Yeah, kind of a mistake there. I think it's like a huge mistake that Sesame Street's leaving PBS. I know the episodes will air on PBS, but like a year late or something.
Because, I mean, the point of it is just to teach kids not to make money off of it. That's why it was on PBS.
Exactly. That's the point of PBS is to provide, like, you know what I mean? Worse off areas with high quality information.
Yeah, you don't have to pay extra to go for HBO so you can watch something to learn.
Yeah, no, exactly. But taking you back to Fraggle Rock.
Oh, so, yeah, freaking order.
Well, you became the Swedish chef over there.
Ooh, I love the Swedish chef.
Yeah. So Fraggle Rock, I guess we'll start with the episode I watched.
What was the name of your episode?
I don't remember the name of my episode.
I know my name of the episode was No Fraggle is an Island. And that's a standalone episode. There was no double episode in this. I could see it on Wikipedia. And it was the first episode of the series.
Really?
Yes. No Fraggle is an Island.
So you watched that on like YouTube. And I watched my episode on Amazon Prime where I watched what was the first episode there.
Weird.
So
that must have been Big Trouble for Little Fraggle. And Necessity is the Fraggle of Invention.
No.
Was Big Trouble for Little Fraggle, which is a cool play on words for Big Trouble in Little China. I'll give him that. when a magic stone starts to make Wembley grow. Shoot.
So I watched an episode about the Fraggles wanting to steal radishes, but finding some kind of berry there instead.
The Great Radish Roundup?
Yep.
Pa Gorg has a Junior Gorg replace all the radishes with Banuni berries.
Yep. So the Gorgs, that's what I was talking about. That's Gozers. They're Gorgs.
That's the third episode.
Okay. So I guess like Amazon has them in the wrong order, or maybe Amazon has them in the date they were aired, whereas Wikipedia has them in the date they were made. That's the confusing thing about like a lot of television is they don't even always air the episodes in order.
It's weird.
This is something that still happens, by the way. Like there's a Community episode that was aired out of order in season 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still like a thing. Like even if you watch it in Hulu in sequential order, it is still out of order on Hulu.
It's weird.
Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the Netflix order for that series was, when I was trying to watch the series years ago, completely jacked up. Like episodes from the end of a season appeared at the beginning and stuff, and you had to like Google the right order.
That's not good.
It's so it's especially bad when there are continuity errors. Like in Scrubs, there's an episode where like JD shaves his head, for example. And that's the episode ends with him shaving his head. And then the next episode in order, like on Hulu, is him with a full head of hair again. But then the episode after that is him walking into the hospital going, as my hair started to grow back from when I shaved it. You're just like, dang.
Damn, streaming services.
It's also just television. Like,
and television.
I don't know. They move stuff around. I don't remember what show it was, but there was a show where like it had an episode that had to deal with like terrorism or something, or like a bombing. And then there was a national tragedy the week that episode was going to air. So they aired something else. They aired a newer episode instead.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. But like then once it came time to put the show on like DVD or on Netflix, oops, like the order is still jacked.
I mean, couldn't they push the episode back and not air anything?
They could, but TV time slots are a bitch. Yeah. Like they could air a rerun that week, but then what happens at the end of the season? You're going to have one extra episode.
Poop.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about the logistics of television and how it's nightmare inducing. We're talking about
Fraggle Rock, a kids show that's only 25 minutes long each episode.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't it weird that the episodes are that short?
So if it's for kids.
I feel like this, no. It needs to be like an hour long drama. It needs to start and close with previously on Fraggle Rock.
NCIS. Dun, dun.
You said NCIS and you did the Law and Order sound, you schmuck.
Why not? Because they could be both things.
Well, I guess we've got some Law and Order on our hands.
This Fraggle touch me.
Wait, oh, that's CSI.
Special Victims Unit. You tell me there's some kind of Fraggle murder going on?
Wait, so is it NCIS, CSI, or SVU?
You think Fraggle Rock would look good as a criminal investigation show?
Dude, I would watch the fuck out of a show like a Muppets murder type thing. I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Would there be Fraggles being murdered or would they investigate the murders?
I like to think that the Fraggles would investigate murders, but like I also like the idea of the Fraggles being the victims in every episode and the other Muppets investigating it. Like just Kermit the Frog dressed like Dick Tracy going, the son of a bitch is dead.
Well, Kermit the Frog would be a giant to them.
Yeah, no, well, yes, he would be, Mike, and that would be the fun part.
Because like, it turns out he's the murderer because he stepped on them. He didn't even know it. Dun.
Yeah, and it's Piggy that reveals it to him. Kermit, you killed the Fraggle.
She's the judge.
She's the judge.
Yeah, she'd be a judge.
I could see, yeah, Piggy, but like, I feel like Piggy would be a very vindictive judge.
Oh yeah.
Like
oh,
she'd yeah. be like, what are you looking at, bub? Like kinda, you know, just I don't know.
I hear it.
While we're pitching just Muppets doing other TV shows, can we get Muppets Ally McBeal?
What? I mean, you got Muppets Community.
Yeah, the Muppets episode of Community is like, I know it's considered one of the worst episodes. I really liked it.
This is Muppets. You want Muppet versions of yourself.
I do. Didn't I text you about that like a week or two ago?
Yeah.
Where I was just like, do I have your permission to make Muppet versions of us?
Yes, do it. Make a Muppet version out of me.
Yes, so weird. Nick, spend exorbitant amounts of money on a little Mike puppet.
Not Mike. Is that what the M in Muppet stands for? Mike puppet?
Yes. I want to make a Muppet out of you specifically so that I could like put it sitting down somewhere and then have a Nick Muppet yell at it for my Instagram story every day.
Oh my God.
Just well, literally.
What does Muppets mean? What kind of puppet? Mini puppet?
It's just a word.
No, it can't
be. It doesn't mean anything.
It does still mean something now. It's Mike puppet.
Mike puppet. I don't know. Anyway, Fraggle Rock. So yeah, my episode had the Muppets, not the Muppets, had the Fraggles trying to get these berries from the Gorks. And basically the Gorks, because they understand that Fraggles really like radishes, they decided to start planting these berries instead that Fraggles hate.
Who likes radishes?
Radishes aren't bad.
They have radish milk.
I don't know if I'm that. I don't know if I'm into that, but like
that. And why don't the Fraggles just grow their own radishes instead of stealing? Because that's telling kids to steal.
That's true. I actually wrote a note where I was kind of like, I just take offense at like some of the things in this. Not like offense in the sense of like, ha, egad, but like, I'm just bothered by the fact that some of this does seem to betray the idea of like instilling morals in kids.
I'm going to steal this because we like it and eat it.
Yeah. No, literally, I think I wrote over here. Wait a sec.
Find it. Find it. You know you want to.
Okay. The note literally reads, I appreciate that the plot is literally steal shit. Like, that is,
and don't get caught.
The entire plot of this episode is take things that you like, and then if they stop giving you the things that you like, manipulate them into giving it back to you.
Oh, no.
Because what happens is the Muppets, or the Fraggles, they want their radishes, but they find these Benuni berries that they hate. But meanwhile, the other characters in Fraggle Rock, known as the Doozers, they're like these little tiny construction workers, and they're sad because they don't have radishes, but they also hate these berries because Benuni berries make them sick.
Oh.
Like it has like a very rancid smell that they just don't like. So the way they handle their situation is they break into the Gork's house in the middle of the night. These giant monsters, they look kind of like the guys from Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
And they break into their house in the middle of the night and fill the house to the brim in Benuni berries.
Ooh.
So that the rancid smell bothers them and they just decide to start planting radishes again.
So do unto your enemies. I guess.
You
don't like what if parents are giving you broccoli, stuff their room full of broccoli.
See, but that just seems really weird. That's like borderline Silence of the Lambs shit. Like throw your parents in a pit and just give them piles upon piles of broccoli.
He eats the broccoli. You likes the broccoli, don't you? No. Well, la-di-da. If you tell people the broccoli they're eating is a flower. You're eating the flour, you're good. You're eating flowers, love.
Yeah. I actually like broccoli. I don't know. I never got why kids don't like broccoli.
Because it's a vegetable. Yuck. It's not sugary and delicious.
I guess. I feel the same way. Like, I feel like the Fraggles just treat Benuni berries like it's broccoli. And I was literally waiting for the moment in this episode where they're like, oh yeah, these aren't that bad. But no, the whole gag is that they're disgusting Benuni berries and that nobody likes them except the Gorks, apparently. But even they don't like them.
Did you eat your broccoli raw or cooked, or did you eat it with anything?
Well, I just have steamed broccoli. What are you talking about?
You just eat it like that?
Yeah. Like, oh. I eat it plain. I know some people who like cheese and broccoli, and I'm like, I'm okay with just broccoli. Like, cheesy broccoli is not bad.
I have ketchup and broccoli.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, yes, if I'm eating something else with ketchup, I'll get broccoli in my ketchup. I'll get ketchup in my broccoli.
No,
I'll like put the lime in the coconut, and I'll shake it all around, Mike. What the fuck is it to you?
I put the cocaine in the coconut and then blow it up, all right? I just take the ketchup.
That took such a turn.
If I have broccoli, it's ketchup with it no matter what.
Like if you're going through TSA, they just pull out bushels of broccoli and they're like, what's this? And I'm like, oh yeah, the Colombian broccoli, man. And then they just like
I have two suitcases, one full of broccoli. Like, what's this? Oh, pure Colombian broccoli. And then the second suitcase, well, you can't have broccoli without ketchup. It's just a big pet. It's not even like a container of ketchup. I just squeeze a bunch of containers of ketchup in the suitcase, which is loose ketchup just dripping out of the suitcase.
That's so disgusting. So
it went through the scanner, just like this liquid mass of ketchup.
It looks like the fucking liquid T-1000 shape-shifting in there.
Like, yeah, it's just, don't worry, there's a shape in there.
I feel like that's you. If it's me, I have two giant suitcases, like comically large suitcases, right? And I'm wearing a trench coat and they're like, what's in the suitcases? Nothing. I just went to Colombia for that fresh Colombian broccoli. And they unzip both of the briefcases, they open it, and there's nothing in either of them. They're just completely empty. And I'm like, oh, I appear to have left my luggage. I won't be needing these. Puts the suitcases down, spreads my arms, and bushels upon bushels of broccoli fall out of the trench coat.
You know they think you're going to be smuggling broccoli into the country.
Yeah, broccoli, explicitly.
You don't want that to happen, do you?
I'm a broccoli smuggler. This is my adaptation of Dune. Instead of smuggling spice, I smuggle broccoli across the universe.
You think people smuggle broccoli? I feel like people smuggle broccoli.
Yeah, do you want me to Google it really quick?
You
want to
smuggle broccoli? Yeah, Google it.
Hey Google, do people smuggle broccoli illegally?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that.
Well, Google just said that she doesn't know how to help with that. Which takes it that Google's a narc. But okay, going back to the Fraggle Rock thing, I think it's really dumb. That's how the Fraggles, literally, that is the entire episode. The Fraggles are just like, oh, we hate these berries. Fuck berries. We want to have radishes because we're dumb and like radishes. And then meanwhile, like the Doozers are just like, yeah, we're going to manipulate people because we're psychopaths, you know?
Of course. Your episode seems weirder.
They're like this hive mind. They just, all they do is build stuff that the Fraggles want to eat. And then they're just like, well, the Fraggles ate it, so we better build more. And then the second the Fraggles are like bummed out, this is what pisses me off. It makes no sense, Mike.
Oh.
The Doozers build stuff that the Fraggles eat, and the Doozers are okay with it because the Fraggles eating it means they have more stuff to build. But at the same time, the Fraggles are sad because they have these berries and they're not eating the Doozer stuff. The Doozers stop building stuff because the Fraggles are sad, but the Fraggles are sad because they have nothing to eat. If the Doozers just got their shit together and started building shit, the Fraggles would start eating and everyone would be happy. But no, instead we have to learn about grand larceny. Because what ends up happening is the Fraggles read a letter from their uncle, Traveling Matt.
And Matt.
Did you get a Traveling Matt segment in your episode?
Which one was Traveling Matt? What did he look like?
It's basically the main Fraggle. Oh, God, I'm forgetting his name right now. Gobo. The main Fraggle, Gobo, he has this uncle that's traveling the human world. And he's exploring what he calls outer space.
I got a clip explaining it.
Okay.
Not seeing him.
Yeah. So in every couple of episodes, I think it's every episode in the HBO series, you get a letter from Traveling Matt investigating something in the real world. And because he has no frame of reference for the normal world, he thinks they're like these weird, fantastic things. Like in the episode I watched, he's talking about cowboys and ranchers and how they like, you know, they move cattle and they ride around and they have the hat, the cowboy hats. And the Fraggles think that the cowboy hat is a mystical art that can like direct people to do your bidding.
Oh.
So they try and like manipulate the Gorks by wearing hats and stealing the radishes with the hats.
Wear your hats, kid.
That is literally, and it's like, it made me sad. It made me sad because I like Fraggle Rock.
Like, was that part of the second episode?
That was all in the first episode.
My God.
That was all in a single 12-minute episode.
Wow, my episode was long then.
Yeah, you had a longer, I guess you had like almost a two-parter because it actually ran for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, which is weird. But like just going back to it, it kind of highlights like my biggest issue with this show versus the HBO series. Part of the appeal of Fraggle Rock and the Muppets in general is that they are puppets. You know?
Yeah, like, I like the Muppets.
That's the appeal of it. When you take the puppets out of the Muppets, it's just a cartoon. Like, not bad, but like, you know, a lot of the sight gags in this are really generic, whereas one of my favorite Fraggle Rock gags is a traveling mat section where he goes to an amusement park and it's just traveling Matt riding a roller coaster and getting nauseous. And that's it. The appeal is literally just seeing a puppet on a roller coaster, like looking like he wants to puke.
Right. And that's why Nonalon is good. Like if Nonalon was a cartoon, it wouldn't be as appealing.
Yeah. Like it's just, I don't know what about it does it's it for just me. Like, it's just funny.
I guess like the physical comedy, the way they move and the way they act from it.
Yeah, I guess it's the fact that you see it, like it's actually reacting to like the laws of physics. It kind of forces them, because it is a puppet, to act realistically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know. Also, here's trivia for you. Do you know why he's called Traveling Matt?
Because he travels?
Because he travels, and what's the special effect that they use to put him in the real world?
Traveling Matt.
Yeah. They use a mat, which is like a form of, you know, green screen. It's a background playing like a video.
He's like, he's the only one with a normal name.
Mm-hmm. And it's a gag. It's literally a pun. Nice. Traveling Matt, M-A-T-T-E.
M-A-T-T-E.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's kind of funny. Also, that's how I remember what a tracking mat does.
He's Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, in video editing, I seriously, whenever I'm like, oh, what's the effect I need to use a mat. I always think of Traveling Matt.
I mean, whatever works.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, my episode was just fine. I don't know. It was fine.
My half hour episode was about Bober. He's the one that has no eyes. He wears a hat. He's more British.
Oh yeah, like he's like the coward of the group.
He's like, yeah. So there's like five main Fraggles. We got Bober, the weird, like the complaining and the coward. Mm-hmm. There's one that likes to dive, one that likes to sleep, one that likes to do art, and then the other one, adventure.
What are they, like the seven dwarves?
Yeah, but there are five. Because apparently there's a lot of Fraggles, but there's only five main ones. Mm-hmm. And these, the way I see it, are Fraggles are basically rodents.
Yeah, they're like because the way kind they go, of rats.
Because these really. People have a farm, they're growing fruits and vegetables, and these rodents keep stealing the fruit and vegetables, and they're setting traps to capture them.
Mm-hmm. Here's another way that they're kind of like rats. They come out of a hole in the wall HBO series,
and the dog chases them.
Yep. Wait, was that in your episode?
Were a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a dog in it.
Okay, so I was curious about that because in neither of the episodes that I saw or neither of the stories, there wasn't a human or a dog in either of them. And I was like, what?
No, this is how I know this is the first episode because maybe not, because it opens up with a human and like has the human's feet, like in the very first episodes of Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
And it's the guy's talking to the dog. And the one thing I don't like about this is that the person doing the voice acting for the dog. It was cringy.
Describe it to me.
It was like, I don't know. It was just a guy
a
trying
word
to,
picture, Mike.
Word picture? It was, think of a good voice actor doing a dog impression.
This is a really shitty word picture so far.
And then now, rub some salt into that wound. Not good.
Why? Was it like Scooby-Doo voice acting?
No, worse. Scooby-Doo's good. Don't diss Scooby-Doo. I like Scooby-Doo.
Okay, I was going to say, because I like the dog's voice in the HBO series.
You ever seen Black Cauldron?
Yeah, like once as a kid. That's the worst Disney movie.
How dare you, sir? I didn't even know that was a Disney movie.
Did you know they actually edited that movie? It was right when the management was changing at Disney and the new head was just like, this sucks, cut the scene out. And the animators were like, you can't edit an animated movie. It doesn't work that way. And then he was just like, yeah, fucking watch me.
Boom.
That's why there's like that weird like nightmare sequence in the Black Cauldron. You know the one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's edited.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like a super obvious edit too.
I like Black Cauldron. Damn it.
I mean, hey. I don't hate it. It's the worst animated Disney movie, I think.
Darn it. They went dark and then everyone was like, no.
Well, I liked it because it's dark. I think I don't like it because of the fact that like it almost killed Disney animation in the 80s.
Wow. Ugh. But the character, the dog looking character, the one, the voice acting for him. Imagine that, but for dog words.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't like it. But it just didn't match. So this guy, he builds a dog house for his dog. The dog's like, hot damn, I'm moving up in this world. Screw this dog bed. I'm going outside. He follows him outside, puts it out there. And then you pans to the Fraggle hole. They go in the hole. And then it's all the Fraggles playing. And then we get Duber. Duber? Duber? Yeah, Duber. He apparently likes to do laundry, but doesn't like to deliver it.
Yeah, he's weird because like he likes doing the household chores, but like he's weirdly specific because in my episode he likes cooking.
And what he's telling me is that Duber is the least lazy one there who actually takes responsibilities and makes sure everything's okay. Everyone else is diving off of cliffs, make rock sculptures, sleeping all day. They're all lazy and worthless. This one's got a job.
They all have jobs. Like Gobo's job, the main one, is to chart unmapped areas in Fraggle Rock.
All right, then what about the diving one?
Oh, her job's to dive.
Okay, what about the one that sleeps?
He's in charge of sleep.
Okay, and what about the one that makes art?
I feel like you're not getting the pattern yet.
Well, the one that makes the
art. He's actually, I mean, in your defense, he's an accountant. You know, the art thing is really a side hustle. He's hoping to turn it into his job, but you know, how are you going to make a living doing art? Okay, you caught me. I haven't seen it.
So, way I see how leadership works in this episode is that the leader of the Fraggles is like Invader Zim. They're the great tall ones just because they're tall.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that this Boober, I feel like every time I say their names, I feel like I'm having a stroke. Boober, Goober, Dozer,
Gobo.
Things is just baby talk. I think they listened to babies and then wrote names down from the baby talk.
Probably. Yeah. That sounds about right.
So Boober is delivering clean laundry and everyone's getting in his way, like trying and almost like ruining the clean laundry. So everyone's riding their peapod skateboard and diving, and he's just getting annoyed because then the one in charge of finding them doing the exploring drives his peepo pod skateboard baloney googa. And see, you feel like I'm saying weird things.
What dude, if that was I tuned you the fuck out like 20 minutes ago.
Stop
holy
tuning
shit
me out.
You're just like you're talking about snickledy schnarring and like noisius to noish and like
nicious noish, yeah,
just you know, like other fictional things. Like the moon land. Like, talk to me about the moon landing now, or like the fact that Abraham Lincoln didn't become a glowing sunbeam and fly into Uranus or something.
Are you telling me Abraham Lincoln didn't fight vampire zombies?
That's fictional. He became the planet Uranus.
He just
literally was like, I decree slavery to be over, and then in a flash of light became the planet Uranus.
So
you didn't hear this? This is like history 101, Mike.
So you're saying that planet abolished slavery?
No, no, no. I'm saying that he abolished slavery and then became that planet.
Oh, he's the
he's still alive. He's watching over us, waiting for someone to try and undo slavery being abolished, and then he's just gonna send the planet on a crash course for us.
He lies dormant as the planet Uranus.
Well, when he decides to strike, we're gonna know it because we're gonna hear a loud gong sound, and then when all the astronomers on the planet point their telescopes at Uranus, they're just going to see Abraham Lincoln like riding it like it's a surfboard while shotgunning a beer out of his hat.
America.
So, yeah, ask me how I'm doing in life.
Oh, my God. Abraham Lincoln sounds so cool.
Honestly, I kind of want to pay someone to make that GIF.
Wait a minute. Because the dog bed looks like dog's bed, the Einstein's bed in Back to the Future. The owner's name is Doc. Sprocket looks like the dog from Back to the Future. Could this be the same Doc?
You know what? The doc in the actual show, because you actually see him.
Oh, damn.
No, he's like a kindly old man. He looks kind of like Dr. Kelso from Scrubs, actually. But he acts like Doc. He's geeky and, you know, he's... Yeah,
I can see him time travel.
I could see it.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting twist. So this boober guy, he gets fed up, and that's like the no, Fraggle can't be fed up, and he's like fed up to here, and he holds his hand up top of his head. He's like, oh, Fraggle emergency meeting. You can't have a Fraggle fed up to there.
I feel like this is an episode of the HBO show. Also, I like vaguely know this story.
So this episode's basically about how everyone keeps telling Boober stop complaining and stop being like a whiny little bitch. And he's like, that's it. I'm tired of you guys. I'm fed up to here. And they're like, oh, damn, he's serious. So yeah. They make him as they die.
He makes you okay. You need. Oh, look at Mike. Hey, Mike, no. Get one more out. Do one more cough. I'm Mike. I'm a child.
Michael Jackson.
That wasn't my Michael Jackson cough.
Yeah, you good?
That was you. Are you good? You okay?
Yeah. I'm ready to talk about the meeting, man.
Yeah. Tell me about the meeting. Okay. So tell me about Fraggles Anonymous.
Yeah. You never heard of FA?
You don't go to FA, man? What's a FA? Fraggles Anonymous.
Yeah. Is that people who are addicted to Fraggles or just Fraggles who are a problem?
It's honestly, it's just an empty room with a mirror for Kermit to sit down and go, hi, my name is Kermit D. Frog, and I fucking step on Fraggles.
Mm-hmm. I hate them. I hate those little bastards.
I'm dealing with a lot of bigotry, and I'm trying to change it because Abraham Lincoln's going to ride a dune buggy into me if I don't change my ways.
My God. Racist frog. You think that...
Do you know what? There is actually a gag about Kermit the Frog being racist in Family Guy. Do you remember that one? It's a guy riding a boat in like the Louisiana swamps, and he goes up to Kermit the Frog and he's like, hey, can you tell me where this city is? And then Kermit's like, oh, yeah, it's right where you came from. And then he pulls a shotgun out and loads it.
Oh, my God.
So that's a thing.
Do you think that there are people out there that treat the Fraggles like Smurfs and want to eat them?
Totally.
You think that there's a Gargamel out there trying to eat?
Well, no, that's what Fraggles? That's what the Gorks want to do. They hate Fraggles and they want to capture them. And I'm pretty sure it's to eat them.
Oh, I mean, a good Fraggle.
I think it is. Yeah. I don't know.
I would eat a Fraggle. Try it out.
That's weird. That's weird, man.
Which Fraggle would you eat?
Gobo. He's seen the world. He knew this was coming for him.
He can die happy.
Yeah, exactly. See, this is something for you and Kermit to talk about in like FA, just like you two sitting in a room. I step on those Fraggle sons of bitches so much, Mike, you know, it just makes me angry. And then
I eat them, so
you're just like awkwardly nodding, like, yeah, I eat them. You eat them, you sick son of a bitch.
Yeah, excuse me, I have a Fraggle sandwich. It's delicious. Make a tea out of them.
Can I have a little bit of that sandwich? Yeah, sure. Snaps a bit of Fraggle off for Kermit. He just looks at it, puts it on the floor, starts stomping on it with his little webbed foot.
This is really nice. Hey!
Kermit going, yay!
Jesus.
This took a turn.
Kermit, I think you have a problem. You belong here.
Yeah, it's Kermit. He's just in a straight jacket rolling around. I want a Fraggle. Give me a Fraggle.
Let's talk about those Fraggles, man. I got a wife mouth. Genocide. So this Fraggle
Kermit
is fed
gets
up.
Kermit gets a sponsor and he kills him because he said Kermit was looking a little frazzled, but Kermit misheard it as looking a little Fraggle.
He stomps on himself.
Why does Kermit hate Fraggles?
I don't know.
Did he like come home one day and see a Fraggle in bed with Miss Piggy or something? Like, is there a backstory?
I assume he hates Fraggles like we hate mosquitoes. I would easily just slap him and kill him.
I love mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes?
Yes.
What about Mr. Skeeto?
Well, they're just rude. It's the toxic masculinity that gets to me with them.
I mean, the females are the only ones that drink the blood anyway.
Wait, really?
Is that why they're called mosquitoes? I mean, they're mosquitoes, but mosquitoes. Maybe because they're only girls that drink.
I didn't know that female mosquitoes were the only... Isn't that kind of like how bees, only female bees have the stinger or something?
Yeah, only female bees do like the work and stuff. The male bees are only good for sex. And then they die.
Cool, so that's like normal people.
Yeah, that's why I like birds.
Yeah,
the guys are the fabulous looking ones. And do a nice interpretive dance to woo the female bird. And the female was like, uh-uh, not having it.
Why are you saying that to me?
Give me a rock.
Now all I can think of is like a Renaissance play. Like you have a clavinet playing and then you see like several male birds doing a jig. Like where they're like swinging their foot around. Like
You went for a medieval song and they're doing the jig?
I don't know, man.
What are you doing, the Irish jig?
It's been a weird week for me. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy and I think I'm not really tethered to reality anymore. I'm honestly, real talk, friend to friend, you've known me for a long time. I kind of believe that bullshit story I said about Abraham Lincoln.
Like, you kind of believe in it? I mean, no one has proved it to be false.
Like, yeah, no one's been to Uranus, you know?
You don't know what's in there. We don't know
what's in Uranus. We don't want to know what's in Uranus. We don't want to look at Uranus because Abraham Lincoln might be there.
Yeah, and you might look at the wrong end of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do you think Abraham Lincoln's just mooning the planet Earth going, you're about to get a fuckload of shit if you guys decide to bring back slavery?
Oh my God. Wait, is it weird to think that everyone you know and every famous person has an anus and poops?
Why would you?
Like, they're not.
Not Kim Jong-un.
What? Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un doesn't poop.
That's right. He doesn't have a butthole.
You mean to tell me that man doesn't shit?
I love that movie.
That movie's so... The My interview is don't. Genuinely underrated. My man don't shit. Okay, just circling
you want
back
me to continue the story of the Fraggles of what they're doing?
I want to continue this. I want to continue this thought about Abraham Lincoln really quick.
Okay.
I'm making it sound like we just know he's angry. I feel like it is equally likely that he's just lonely up there. He's like, oh man. Oh, I had theater tickets before I left. Damn it. But like he could be up there and he could also just be like, maybe if I write a note on a rock and I just throw it to the earth, can come get me.
I hate this so much. You think he went through his head, he's like, maybe I shouldn't have chosen to go 1.7 billion miles away from the earth.
Yeah, maybe I should have just like, I don't know, went to like, I don't know, where do presidents go when they retire? Weehawken. Let's just move to Weehawken, New Jersey or something. Hawken. I don't know.
To
Weehawken.
Yeah. Weehawken. Why would they choose New Jersey?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe after he abolished slavery, Abraham Lincoln was like, you shall see me once I'm needed again. And then he just like floated in the air and dispersed.
Yeah,
no, like he just like broke into several pieces, like the Dragon Balls that just scattered around the planet.
Defined to bring them together so he could grant you one wish.
Yeah, and like his wife and kids saw this happen and they were just like,
well,
if anyone asks, we went to the theater tonight and he got shot. Like
now the people guard and protect the Lincoln balls.
Yeah.
Wait, no, they're Lincoln logs. You gotta build them out of Lincoln Logs to summon them.
You have to build a cabin out of Lincoln Logs, and then
you have to build
a cabin, and then he materializes inside of it.
How big's the cabin? What is he, size of a Fraggle?
Big enough. It's about 350. So he
oh my god.
I'm sorry. This
you
just reminded
this
me of
Abraham Lincoln.
This reminded me of trivia I've been meaning to tell you. Okay. Guess what the Secret Service was created for?
Spying on celebrities.
No, it was actually created to investigate counterfeit money because it was super easy to counterfeit money in the 1800s. Guess who invented the Secret Service and would have seriously benefited from them doing what they actually do now?
George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln. And if I'm not mistaken, he might have created the Secret Service literally the week he died.
I guess he didn't choose good people.
Yeah. Also, man who shot Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, related to the owner of the theater where Lincoln got killed.
That's probably how he got in the theater.
Yep. Also,
why didn't this become a history?
He was a hand model. So,
hey. Taking those good old pictures of his hands, man.
Yeah, just like in Zoolander. I learned that one from Zoolander.
You think being a hand model before photography was just you holding it the entire time? Just like, ooh, yeah. Look at this. Look at that. Just that's your job, just to like,
You just stood in 1800s Macy's and you were just like,
look at all my
holding
jewelry.
Your hand out like, yeah, and you can wear
that's
this.
Looking good.
It's basically those guys who stand out in the street with signs and they're like doing sign twirls, but it's just a guy like flipping his hand around. He's dislocated his wrist, so it's flipped.
Spinning in a circle. Oh my god.
He could do like 180 spins with his wrist.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I had the joints surgically removed.
Just cut my hand off and attached it just by the skin.
Yeah. How do you jack off? I don't, because I'm a hand model.
It's more like just a slapping motion.
It's more like a nub. And that's how the term beating off was invented.
Yes.
Please tell me more about Fraggle Rock before I just continue to defile Abraham Lincoln's legacy as a president.
You go. Okay. All right. So the Booper. It was fed up. We had the meeting. They're like, what we can do to make you happy, Booper? He's like, just leave me the hell alone, you crazy imaginary creatures. He's like, all right, we'll leave the area so you leave you alone. And they did. So he's like, finally. Which, by he likes doing laundry and doing that, but who's going to do laundry for now? No one's there. Stupid. But then there's like this slurper.
Wow, that's actually like a really good point. Is that actually in the episode where he's like, shit, I don't have anyone to do laundry for?
No, but they didn't do that because there's another reason. There's a thing called a giant slurp.
Okay.
And it sleeps in a cave and apparently it doesn't like crowded areas.
Which is why it lives in a cave.
Yeah, and like this Fraggle community area was like this crowded area, so it would never come out. But now that this idiot Booper complains a lot, got rid of them all, and is now awake. And it starts chasing them, and he's apparently, it's just like another animal. It's not mean, it's just happy, doing its thing.
Yeah, it's just living its best life.
Yeah, and these Fraggles are just racist. And the other Fraggles are enjoying their own spots. They're now alone. Like the diving one has its own diving area.
Mm-hmm.
The sleepy one has a sleeping area. Artie one has a rock area. So, and then they're like, oh, I have no one to share this with. Or I can't sleep. I need radish milk. At one point, they're like, I need radish milk.
They're okay.
Like, okay, cool. So they all meet up again. Like, oh, you guys heading back to the community area? Yeah, I miss it. Yeah, there's only four of them. I don't know where the other Fraggles went.
I like how just like disgusted you sound describing that the fact that these Fraggles miss each other.
Oh, I miss you, man. Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
it's cool. No, it's just, it's so like toxically masculine. You're just like gleaming over the fact that things have emotions. And you're just like, man, this is dumb. They're not talking about sports, so it must be dumb.
Gotta be dumb. So dumb.
So dumb. This isn't, I don't know, Skyrim.
So the deserted Fraggle Rock is run by the Slurps. So the Fraggles rally to reclaim their home so they can live together again. So they get, they tickle the thing out, like it squishes them, they tickle it, it rolls over, yay, they're free. But then they run to the radish field because there were the, those, what are they called?
Gorks.
The Gorks set up a trap on a radish. So if they move the radish, a bell rings and a, it's like Mousetrap.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the end of the board game Mousetrap, the thing that,
yes, I'm familiar with Mousetrap, or as I like to call it, what you did to me for fun when we were 7 years old.
Or what I call always missing some kind of piece.
That's true. I honestly think the last time I played Mousetrap, I got, like, I set the entire game up and then I needed one more thing, couldn't find it, got disappointed, and then just put it away.
Yep.
Never to be played again.
Amazingly, I thought we were missing pieces in ours, but when they set it up, I'm like, apparently we had all the pieces. I'm like, whoa.
Go figure.
Yeah. So this Mousetrap looking thing was meant to catch them, but instead, Boober was like, I got this. Leads it out there, moves the radish, catches the Slurp, and like, oh, damn, let's get the hell out of here. And they flee the scene of the crime, man. And then this Gorgonzola.
Wait, whoa. Go the fuck back. What was that? You started to do it like it was freeform poetry, man. Like it was Greenwich Village, 1956, man. You're wearing your black turtleneck sweater. You're wearing your Ray-Bans, man. Wow. Wearing a beret and you're beating on them bongos.
You're busting my chill, man. Cool your jets, dude.
Okay, wait. Continue telling me about the episode and talking like that.
Okay. So they leave the scene of the crime, man. And this... And those Gorgonzolas, man, they come out in the night, all asleep. And also, Nick forgot to mention, these Gorgonzolas have a speech impediment. So this Slurp was captured. He's like, oh, this little Slurp was like, I'll put you in another field.
What just happened there? Oh, were you waiting? I'm sorry. Let me play my bongo cue again. I'm so fucking sorry.
You damn right.
Yeah.
You damn right, son. So, yeah. Ooh. He takes him to another field and is like, put you in another field so you could bother someone else. So, I like to imagine that he yeets it into someone else's lawn. It's like, this is your problem now. He walks away off the scene. I'm like, oh. It's like the shape of a ball, too. So I'm like, just take the thing, go, yeet, and just throw it somewhere else. The smiling face doing its thing.
I could see it, yeah.
And the Fraggles are happy, like, yay, we got our home back. But we can't because we made an oath. Like, only Boober can break the oath. I mean, release from the oath.
Wait, so what's the lesson?
It's like
my episode had a lesson, which is grand larceny is okay if you're an asshole about it.
I wonder if Google, lesson. Because it was like, he complained, he got everyone thrown out, like, be happy with what you have and don't complain about it kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, so that like actually has... That sounds like it resembles a normal Fraggle Rock episode.
But there was one more thing. Because remember how the dog got a doghouse?
Mm-hmm.
And how like if like being alone, you shouldn't be alone. You should have friends and, you know, be with everyone. This dog was outside in his doghouse all dark. And a bat comes swooping by like, swee swee hee. And he's like, oh, hell no. I ain't dealing no bats out here. And he's cold and he's like, oh, damn, this owner just abuses the dog. And he runs inside.
Wow.
And goes to his bed. And apparently on the bed was the exploring one. The kid.
Oh, Traveling Matt?
No, not Traveling Matt.
Gobo.
Gobo was there. He's like, oh, I should run. And he runs in the hole and then that's the end.
Wow. Okay, so like your episode actually sounds like normal Fraggle Rock. Was there a song in it? Did they sing a song?
Yes, that was the one that once say.
Because every Fraggle Rock has a song in it. And it's a great song, you know. Like, it's always a good song.
The name of this... Hold on. There's a name. There was a song. What the... do it on my own, and hip hip hooray.
Those sound like hit songs on the Billboard Top 200.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they sound like songs. Were they good songs? Paint me a word picture.
Don't make me paint a word picture. I'm bad at art.
I feel like this is like the way I'm going to torture you for the rest of your life. Just anytime you're talking to me, I'll be like, that's great. Paint me a word picture.
How about I bash you over the head with this mug? There's your word picture.
When you're getting married and it's time for you to deliver your vows, I'm going to run up on the fucking, like, the front of the church, wherever. Where you want to get married in a church, Mike? You want to be married in a church? You want to be married somewhere remote, outside? Hawaii.
Disney World.
Yeah, that sounds on brand. You're being married at Disney World. I just run up. I shove Reverend Mickey Mouse out of the way. And I'm like, Mike, you want to tell this fine woman over here your vows? You want to read your vows? Fine. Take your vows, rip them up, throw it over my shoulder, paint me a word picture, brother. You know, tell me what you want to do. Tell me how you want to take care of this person, how you want to be her everything and nothing at the same time, because life is interconnected, man.
You're just better, because I was thinking more like you interrupt the
I wasn't done, and then like other Disney characters come up to try and like get me down so they can continue the ceremony, and I'm just like, yo man, I didn't realize we were in fascist Italy, man, and I just get a croquet bat and I start swinging.
It's amazing that the people in the character costumes came to stop you and not, you know, security.
I like to, in my imagination, Donald Duck is just that desperate for money.
I like to think of it like in the Kingsman, where they fight each other. Yeah. I imagine it like that, where you're fighting all the Disney characters to like a 80s song.
Oh, it's the church fight where it's like that one shot. Yes.
I imagine the church fight just with you with this Disney character.
Just exorbitantly violent.
You headbutting Cinderella.
I like jump on Pluto's back and I use him as a horse to stampede several other people.
Jesus, dude. What the hell? What are you doing at my wedding? Yeah. Why'd I invite you?
Yeah, this is the part where that's exactly what you're asking. And you're just, your brother, John, is just shaking his head in the audience going like, yep.
No, you critique your fighting. You're like, Nick, you're doing it all wrong.
Nick, you're doing it wrong. Someone throws a punch at me and I just catch it and break their arm from the joint. And John's like, oh, shit, he's been listening.
See, no, you're not. See, you caught it and broke his wrist, but that was more using your arm. You want to use your core. Use it from inside you so you don't hurt yourself, man. Don't use that energy.
That is so pretentious to stop somebody while they're winning a fight and be like, you're doing it. That's like going to like the NJ Pack while someone's doing opera and stopping the show to be like, are you singing from your diaphragm, though? Breath control. You really want your voice to hit those back rows.
Be like, they'd be like looking at you, and they go to themselves, well, at least it's not the cell phone ringing.
No.
There's nothing.
They would like look off stage and the director would be like, just use it. And then she would sing What an Asshole in an opera voice. Like, what an asshole.
But what language, though? Opera has Italian. Like German, Italian.
I don't speak Italian, so I just.
You're in it? Yeah, just that underneath.
Yeah.
Translate to Italian.
It's in Italian subtitles, but then the English subtitles are on top of that because that had to be translated back.
Something in Italian?
Yeah.
So Fraggle Rock.
Yes.
We got two sections. Would you recommend the Muppet version of Fraggle Rock?
You mean the actual actual Fraggle Rock?
Of course.
Yeah, so the actual Fraggle Rock is a classic. Like, it's genuinely a good show. I rewatched it over the summer and I liked it. Like, as a grown man, you watch it and you're like, this is clearly for children, but it is still funny. The songs are still catchy and it's just a nice way to end a long day. This show isn't bad. It's just painfully generic, in my opinion. It has like some of the Fraggle Rock charm in it, but like, it's not, I wouldn't tell anyone like, oh, you need to check out the animated Fraggle Rock show. No. The only way I would recommend this to somebody is A, if they're already a Fraggle Rock person.
Yeah.
Two, but that's a cop out. Like, you know, but two, I would recommend it to someone if they were curious about Fraggle Rock, but they don't want to commit to a full normal episode. As for why they might not want to commit to a normal episode, maybe they don't have HBO, maybe they don't want the DVDs. So this is on Amazon Prime and YouTube. They can watch it, you know?
I would suggest it to anyone who had kids.
That too. Also, if you're curious about like Fraggle Rock's formatting, like watching a 10-minute episode of this show is easier than watching a 30-minute episode of the actual show. You know, you can watch a 10-minute episode here and go, okay, so they sing songs, they clap in the theme song whenever they say Down in Fraggle Rock, and like, you know, all that shit. Like, you get a feel for the show without actually watching the show, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. How about you? What do you think? Slash, does this make you actually want to check out the normal Fraggle Rock, I guess?
Yeah, I feel like I'd check out the regular Fraggle Rock and get a better gist of it, because it sounds like this one was more, lack of a better word, dumbed down.
Yeah, I feel like this was just made to appeal to people who also liked Muppet Babies, which is fine. Muppet Babies isn't a bad show by any chance. Like, you know what I mean? But like, in the same way that Muppets Babies is ostensibly just a dumbed down version of the Muppets, this is just kind of a worse version of a good show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, I guess that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you guys enjoyed it, be sure to share it with your buddies on the social of the medias. Be sure to hit us up on Twitter or Instagram at The Media Obscura if you have recommendations for future episodes. And on top of that, we're going to be coming back in 2 weeks. We're going bi-weekly for a minute just while we're getting our shitstorms of lives together.
School, yeah.
Yeah, you're in school. Our other co-host, Raekwon, is back, so he will be on the show again, but he also doesn't have a car at the moment, so we have to go bi-weekly just to be as accommodating as possible there. And yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll do something somehow. I don't know. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. Hope you have a good one and all that stuff. And bye.
Love you.